this week saw something that hardly ever occurs in the American judicial system. A police officer was convicted of murder. This is Don Rush. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin seemed stunned and subdued, his eyes batting back and forth between the judge and the jury as the verdict was read. Outside the courtroom, there was jubilation from crowds who had protested, marched, and demonstrated, hoping for such a verdict. Indeed, that night, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris spoke of hope for what the verdict might mean. Delmarva Public Media's essayist George Merrill pondered the importance of this week's past events.
Last Tuesday, Derek Chauvin was found guilty in the murder of George Floyd. The jury, a racially diverse group of 7 women and 5 men, deliberated 10 hours before reaching their verdict. Chauvin was found guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. I understand this trial as an epic event in American social history. It signals a change in the course which allows greater possibilities for a vibrant American people. For over 300 years, the African-American community has endured as a way of life relentless abuse and exploitation, a free hand, if you will, by whites to abuse. By the power and privilege of the white establishment, blacks were convinced that their grievances would never even be considered, much less justly addressed. And as it was, it turned out to be so. America's law enforcement establishment has rarely been held accountable for the behavior toward minority groups, two cancers that have lived on the American soul for generations, found redress by the decision on Tuesday. The law enforcement system and the officers who execute its responsibilities will now be clearly held accountable in how they perform these duties. They will be expected to abide by specific conventions of policing protocol. I was particularly aware of how this trial comes at the heels of the previous administration, an administration that flaunted conventions of government and its codes of conduct flagrantly, with no apparent demands for accountability coming from anywhere in the system. Federal agencies were casually manipulated, personnel were abused, and the White House itself, our national symbol, was co-opted as an instrument of personal opportunity. This trial decision may begin vindicating the abuses suffered by African Americans, but in an ironic way, the verdict also restores a soul to white America that has lost it so many years ago. This signals that the burden of doubt that has plagued blacks since they were brought here as slaves is being challenged. The African American belongs. The skills and resources this population can bring to our lives together, the understanding of humanity and its suffering, and the energy the aspiring young will contribute is an exciting possibility. Ironically, the statement that the verdict made recently last Tuesday creates the possibility that now, in ways that may never have been the case before, that the African Americans can indeed see themselves as full participants in the American dream and be expected to be treated in ways that our Constitution promotes. George Merrill on the Shore.